House Bill 1036. This is a bill that will revise certain dates pertaining to references to the Internal Revenue Code. The Committee on Taxation is taking this at the request of the Department of Revenue. And if the department is ready to present House Bill 1036, please proceed. This we're asking now for proponents of the bill.
I hope I'm a proponent.
Welcome to the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Paul Kinsman. I'm the Director of Property and Special Taxes with the Department of Revenue. House Bill 1036 is an annual bill that I bring before you. It is the references within the various chapters of the code that refer to the IRS code, and is merely an update of those code sections to the most current version of the IRS code. The first section referenced is the bank franchise tax section. It refers to net income and merely refers you to the most current definition in the IRS code. 1018A1 under Section 2 is the property tax refund program, again referencing those income guidelines and tying that into the Internal Revenue Code. The most current 1045A is the use tax, and again referencing to the definition of income in the 2002 code, and the 1040A section is the reference for the state estate tax, not the inheritance tax, but the state estate tax that's still around. That's pretty much just an explanation of the bill. The department did make sure that the current definition did not significantly alter from where it was before, so that it merely references the new code effective effective for 2002. The reason why we bring this bill here every year as opposed to bring it in one year and just say the most current is that there's no way that one legislative body in one year can tie another legislative body to a subsequent enactment of the IRS code, because obviously we don't know what that's going to be in a future year. I don't have anything further. That's pretty much the explanation of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Kinsman. Why don't you just remain seated there just for a moment. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1036? Yes, why don't you step aside, Mr. Kinsman. Thank you. Welcome to the committee.
Good morning. My name is Tom Adam. I'm here on behalf of the South Dakota Bankers Association for our annual Me Too. We need this legislation. It updates the Internal Revenue Code references with reference to your bank franchise tax, and we would appreciate your support of the bill. That's all that I've got.
Thank you, Mr. Adam. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1036? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1036? Any opponents? Seeing none, members of the committee, do you have any questions of anyone who's testified at this point on this particular bill? Representative Hunstad, Mr. Kinsman, I assume if you'll come back to the mic. Thank you.
Please, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only question I'd have is, was there any substantive changes that will make any difference to us, or is it just pulling it back together so our numbers reflect what they should?
That's correct. There is, we looked at the code, and there's nothing in the change in the IRS code that would cause the Department of Revenue any concerns.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you, Mr. Kinsman. At this point, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 1036 and open for committee action and discussion. Moved by Representative Napoli, second by Representative Garnest, do pass on House Bill 1036. Any comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is final approval of House Bill 1036. Those in favor will say aye, those opposed will say no, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Flowers?
Aye.
Representative Frost?
Aye.
Representative Garnest?
Aye.
Representative Henny?
Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Noctegal.
Representative
Coley.
Representative Peterson.
Aye.
Representative Slaughter.
Aye.
Representative Tupel.
Aye.
Representative Barnett.
Aye.
Representative Wick.
Aye.
Representative Jasper.
Aye.
Representative Brown.
Aye. House Bill 1036, having received a favorable vote of the majority, will go to the floor, do pass.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
consent.
Representative Flowers.
I move consent.
Is there a second? All those in favor of consent will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. On a consent calendar, I would ask Representative Don Hennies if he would bring this bill to the Republican caucus and carry any questions that may come up on the floor. You did a great job last year in that regard. And Representative Jim Peterson, if you would just bring this to your attention of your caucus. Thank you. For